This is a recording of a broadcast of an authentic rebel yell. It was recorded in 1935 during an interview by Mr. Charles H. Crutchfield, who is now Executive Vice President and General Manager of the Jefferson Standard Broadcasting Company, with Confederate veterans at a luncheon of the United Daughters of the Confederacy in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Alexander. Mr. Alexander, your age, sir. Where's it to? I wonder, Mr. Alexander, if you're from Marion, I understand.
No, I was born in McDowell County.
McDowell County, well, that is sure. Isn't that near Marion?
Near the county seat of McDowell.
Oh, yes.
15 miles above Marion, up in the, what they call the North School.
Yes,
up in West Huffville, where I was born.
I believe, sir, you were in Company I-37 of the North Carolina Regiment. Will you tell us something about the battles you were in?
Absolutely.
Just a couple of them.
My first battle was at Chatsworth, 62. Chatsworth.
Yes, sir.
The next one was Hanover Junction.
Well, I wonder if you'd tell us something else now. Speaking of these battles, I wonder if you'd tell me and the radio audience how the rebel yell originated and where it came from.
Well,
did you do that for us?
Yes, sir. It was originated in battle. It was originated way back before that, at the First World War. And playing victory, they did the rebel yell, the bands, you know. But it's never handled in battle until it's Cold Harbor.
Yes, sir.
It's handled in battle now.
I wonder if you'll tell us how it was used in that battle.
Well, sir, when we charged the Yankee works, why, we give the rebel yell right when we started on
yes,
the charge. And when the yell excited them and the fire made them fly then, it's a general thing.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Alexander. Now, boys, anytime you're ready, led by Mr. Alexander, we'll have the rebel yell broadcast on the radio for the first time in history. Give them instructions, Mr. Alexander, please, sir. You'd like them to all stand, would you?
Now, here is one Confederate veteran's rebel yell. Must be given to radio station WBT, Charlotte, North Carolina, for any use or reproduction of this recording.